You are now listening to the IELTS podcast, your host, Ben Worthington.
All right, there, podcast listeners. If you're just starting to study for the IELTS, you're probably in the best ever place. And if you've already been studying, keep at it. You'll eventually get the IELTS. If you keep studying, it's inevitable. So keep working and listen up to this podcast. Because this week, we've got three podcasts. We've got one from Tom about immigration and the student visas. Second one from me and Maria Jesus Garcia. And then third one from Ryan and one of his students. So super special week. Right then, firstly, big thanks for the nice comments from Caracola, Anastasia Dimitrivia, Babita Rani, Titi Matthew. So glad you're all enjoying the show. On this podcast, we've got Maria Jesus. She's an ESL teacher with around 20 years of experience. I came across a blog about a few days ago when she was there, and she describes how to write a discursive essay. And this podcast, she's going to explain how to do it. Yeah, so lots of great advice in this one. It is an MP3 cut and chop and me putting it all back together afterwards. We just couldn't do a live recording because we had different time constraints. But have a listen and tell me what you think about it after. Send me an email, leave a comment. So, Maria, could you give us a brief overview of your teaching experience, please?
Oh, well, hello, Ben, first of all, and thank you very much for having me here today. I am an ESL teacher in the north of Spain. I've been teaching English as a second language over 20 years now, and I currently teach B2 groups of students at state-run School of Languages.
Thanks very much, Maria. I found Maria's article on a blog, and could you just tell us a bit about that blog, please, Maria?
Oh, well, I'm glad you found it impressive, but it was just a bunch of tips that I put together for my students, actually. They come from a very good book for ESL students by Oxford University Press called English File